Holidays are the time for strange bedfellows. Thanksgiving feasts unite in-laws, extended family, and friends from around the political spectrum. People can end up feeling invigorated or infuriated by the clash of viewpoints. KUOW's Amy Radel spoke with people who bridge the political divide. Here's how they make it work.
I think you need ground rules. And one of the ground rules that we've always had in our family is that you can hate the policy, you can debate and yell about the policy, but you can't hate the person who's proposing it.
That's Kristen Rao Finkbeiner on Dinner Table Etiquette. She's CEO of the group Moms Rising and a self-described progressive. Her husband is a Republican. She met Bill Finkbeiner 20 years ago when he was a state legislator. She'd come to talk to him about environmental issues.
We were farther apart politically when we first met than we are right now.
These days, they live in Kirkland with their teenage children and two boisterous Portuguese water dogs. They agree on things like paid family leave. They disagree on how high taxes should be. But Bill Finkbeiner says they don't have intense debates on these issues, just conversations.
A lot of our political discourse so often is about like, well, the goal is to sort of make this person see the error of their ways. And that's tough, you know, and you sure couldn't do that in a marriage long term.
Their message of give and take has rubbed off on their kids, who put up signs for Obama and McCain in 2008. But he says across the lake in Seattle, people seem to take political disagreements more personally.
It's just sort of identity politics a little bit. It's like, this is a little bit of who I am, I feel like, in Seattle. And everywhere these days, because people are sort of separating into tribes.
The Pew Research Center finds that fervent liberals and conservatives are likely to read different news sources and to rarely encounter dissenting views. Kristen Rao Finkbeiner says the holidays provide a rare opportunity for those tribes to connect.
So I actually think it's more important than ever before in order to maintain our democracy to actually have conversations across the table and to talk about policies without being without responding in a way that shoots the messenger, which, you know, unfortunately, the Thanksgiving table is your relative.
You don't want anyone to feel beaten down or silenced.
That's Republican Rob McKenna, the state's former attorney general and candidate for governor. The diversity at his dinner table comes from his kids.
Democrats are delighted to find out that both my daughters are Democrats and secretly hope that my daughters will convert me.
His daughter Madeline was also in the public eye as student body president at the University of Washington. Rob McKenna says family matters usually take center stage, but politics do come up.
You know, we're not the Kennedys, you know, with people coming to the table having assignments like, you know, reading the following New York Times article. But, you know, we've had some conversations. And, you know, Madeline and I disagreed over the raising the minimum wage in Seattle to $15.
Madeline supported it. Rob says he feared raising wages would make it harder for young people to get their first jobs. But he says it's good when families feel safe acknowledging their differences. Valerie Manusov is a professor in communication at the University of Washington. She says debates and disagreements can serve a purpose within certain parameters.
I guess I would say that conflict can't be avoided and should not necessarily be avoided, because conflict is actually the opportunity to grow and learn.
She says, show curiosity and ask questions. Don't try to win. But Manusov says you can't gloss over the fact that people often feel surprised or hurt over political differences.
When we discover that someone that we care about, who we presume is very similar to us, is not similar to us, it can really create a lot of cognitive dissonance.
She says it's easier to form friendships across political lines if you have other things in common. Phil Bevis and Annie Brulé love books and the publishing business. They met 5 years ago at a poetry festival and are now business partners.
I was the state committeeman for King County, so when Annie and I met, and she was a, you know, tree-hugging, you know, Vashon-raised, anti-coal, kayak-sailing activist, I was on the state board of the GOP.
And I had just finished climbing Mount Rainier to send a message to then-Governor Gregoire about shutting down the coal plant in Centralia.
They had enough common ground to start a publishing business together, Chatwin Books. And they share news articles and talk politics all the time. Like the Finkbeiners, Bevis says he likes discussions, not debates.
I come from a really blue family, I think is the best way to put it. But at our dinner table conversations, when I was growing up, my parents would ask questions about what we thought of the news of the day. It wasn't Dad sitting at the head of the table with the answer for everything. That really shaped my perspective.
For her part, Brulé says a trip to Greece shifted her perspective on what a political debate can be. Members of her host family had deep differences over the economic problems there, but the feeling over family dinner was one of camaraderie.
I realized these are people are heavily disagreeing with each other. They don't see eye to eye at all. And yet, there was a complete lack of tension in the air.
She says that's the spirit she's now trying to cultivate and a worthy goal for any Thanksgiving dinner. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.